This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
No concept is more important in the Scriptures than unity. This was one of Jesus' greatest concerns. In the upper room, after the apostles were arguing among themselves as to who was the greatest in the kingdom, Jesus said three times, "Love one another, love one another, love one another." You see, he was saying, if you love one another, all people will know that you are my disciples, reflecting who I am. Well, after leaving the upper room with these men, he prayed in earnest to the Father for them and for us. "I do not ask on behalf of these," that is the apostles, "alone, but for those who also believe in me through their word," that's us, as Christians, "that they," that is, we, "may all be one. Even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity." And here's the purpose: "so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me." You see, unity among Christians demonstrates to the world the deity of Jesus Christ and the oneness he has with God the Father. It communicates the very essence of Christianity, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. God is particularly pleased when we strive to create unity within the body of Jesus Christ. And this is why, according to Jesus, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Here's a question for all of us: am I a peacemaker?
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.